Hey, I got to give a shout out real quick to Faith. She's in Houston listening to the new Radio Now 92.1. She said she loves Joe and Mackenzie.
Yes!
Thanks, Faith.
Thanks, girl.
And she likes Pony.
Yes. She voted for your song, Joe.
Yes, mama.
Okay. Yeah, do me a favor. If you're going to read something, read the whole thing. Joe Mackenzie on Radio Now, and checkity check this out. My wife, Lindsay, is hiding something from me, and I'll tell you right now, I got a problem with it. I feel like in a marriage especially, but any kind of relationship, this is, I don't know if it's grounds for divorce, but it's definitely like something I want to bring up to my marriage counselor, Julie. You know what it is? We haven't seen her in like a month. We've been so busy. This is probably why this problem's festered and now it's bubbling to the surface.
When do you see Julie again?
I don't know. We got to call and schedule. We've just been so busy. I thought things were going well in my marriage till this happened the other night. My wife, Lindsay, is hiding the Halloween candy from me.
Rightly so.
What do you mean, rightly so?
Because you love candy. You were telling me the other day, you're like, oh, I just love getting in bed and having some Reese's Pieces. Reese's peanut butter cups.
Yeah, yeah. I get in bed and I wrap myself up in a little burrito.
Which is fine. Do you, boo. But if she needs, you know, just hide it so you have some left for the trick-or-treaters. That's why you don't buy your candy. That's a rookie move. You don't buy it
until
the day
of. First of all, everybody, 833-563-2539. If you're listening right now, you have already had some of your Halloween candy. I know you've opened the bag. I know you've already sampled some. Am I right about this?
Why did you buy it already?
Well, when are you going to buy it? The day of?
Maybe tomorrow or the day of. Yeah, so you don't sit there and eat it.
Okay, well, that's just...
And get the jiggles.
That's an amateur move right there.
No, a rookie move is buying it like 2 weeks before, eating it all, and having to go back and buy more.
Okay, well, first of all, we've never had that problem in my house. And I guarantee you, I feel like kids trick-or-treat less and less and less each year. We're going to have a buttload of candy left over. And this would have been better if we would have started snacking on it a couple of days ago. But I'm not kidding you. I've looked around her house. I'm assuming it's in her car, like in the trunk. I cannot find the candy.
See, you went snooping.
I didn't go snooping. It wasn't a birthday or Christmas present. It was candy.
No, but you were like, where's this candy? And you've been checking. Where's like random places you've checked?
I've checked in her panty drawer or underwear drawer. I've checked like in her makeup area because usually I don't go into the makeup stuff. I've checked. I checked in like the vegetable crisper area because I don't like to go there in the fridge.
You should have put it in like the dishwasher or the washing machine. Because she knows you'd never do laundry
or
dishes.
But see, I did laundry last night, so that's false. Shame on you. And no, I actually emptied out the dishes. That's one of my responsibilities. So I don't know where else it could be.
And the dogs can't have access.
The shower, since you never take a shower.
You know what I think? I think she's finally not enabling you. I think she's like, I'm not going to be an enabler. I'm going to hide it if I have to.
Does anybody else think this is a major problem, that the fact that my wife is withholding candy from me? Hey, good morning. Oh, sorry, I lost you there. 833-563-2539, because I got a problem with it.
I think you should talk to your therapist about it.
Well, I told you I'm going to try to.
Did you straight up ask her where she put it?
Yeah, and she said she's not telling me. Do you think?
Did you ask why? Did you say like why? And she was like, "Cause I don't want you to eat it all, so I have to go to the store and buy more." She like, "Hey, remember when you also said that you were close to maybe having diabetes? Like, I don't want that to happen."
Yes.
Like, touché. So it's like, why is she hiding it from you? You're calling her.
She's good, probably gonna be mad.
Oh gosh, this is great.
Yeah, I don't even know what
she's
doing.
Like, on speed dial,
like getting ready for work. This is not gonna make her any happier.
Oh, she might. Oh boy,
couldn't you just buy new candy?
Yeah, buy your own candy.
But
it's
maybe
more
just
fun to
don't
find it,
buy
I guess.
Your own candy. Because hashtag Joe's journey. What it happened?
Hey, that is happening tomorrow, by the way, at 8:10, 7:10 Central.
He's actually going to have lost some weight because his wife is hiding his candy.
Yeah.
Hello?
You're on the right track. You're doing so well. I think this is great she hid it from you.
Babe?
Yeah, what?
Oh, hey. Hey. You're on the radio right now. I just was wondering if you would tell me where the candy's at in the house.
Not telling you.
So, Lindsay, wait. Why are you hiding it from him?
Because he will eat it.
And why don't you want him to eat it? Because you don't want to have to buy more, or because you're, like, worried about his health?
Yeah, I just don't want to have to buy more.
You guys should call Julie today.
Our therapist?
Yeah.
Oh, I am. I'm like, my wife's hiding things from
Lindsay,
me.
Lindsay, I think you're so smart to hide it. He can't find it. He just divulged he's looked 20 places in your home to find it, including your underwear drawer.
I think we just woke her up.
Oh, man.
What are you doing right now?
What?
What are you doing right now?
I'm just waking up.
All right, well, you have a good day, okay? Rise and shine.
Mm-hmm. Will you sing it to me like Kylie?
Yes! See, she likes it.
Do it! Do it, Joe! Do it! Do it! For your wife!
Will you give me candy if I do?
No.
That's code word.
Sing it.
Rise and shine. Rise and shine.
All right. That's like a monster.
Yeah, that wasn't as good, but I guess right. It's
I love you.
The thought that counts.
Love you, Lindsay.
Bye.
We feel your pain every day.
She's going to kill me. She will kill me for waking her up. Okay.
Well, okay. That went great.
Yeah, that was the best idea we've ever done
and
here on the
show. And
now
you still don't know where the candy is.
I got no clue where it's at. Hey, what's coming up in the tea?
Ooh, at 73, Suzanne Summers and her husband say they do this twice a day. Plus, Kanye, Kenny G, what the what in one song. I have all the details coming up for you in the tea.